Hi, I'm Dave Parrish. I work for the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust in Scotland. And along with others, I help to run the Game and Wildlife Scottish Demonstration Farm, which is at Auchinerran in Aberdeenshire. And I want to tell you a little bit about the farm today because we've just published our first annual report covering all of our activities on the farm, primarily in 2019, but it does also give a good overview of all of our activities since we took over the tenancy in 2014. So I want to tell you a little bit about the farm enterprise itself, the shoot that we run, our demonstration activities, and because I'm head of the research on the farm, I'm also going to tell you a bit about the different research and monitoring projects that we're running too. Auchinerran is a grass-dominated hill edge farm, typical of the area. We're just sort of on the eastern edge of the Cairngorm Mountains, around about 200 metres above sea level. And we took over the farm, as I mentioned, in 2014. And at that time, it was quite run down for various reasons. And there was a lot of work that needed doing. The fencing was in quite poor condition. The sheep themselves were reasonably unhealthy. The main commodity on the farm is the black-faced sheep flock. And the grazing was relatively poor, etc. So there was quite a lot of work to do to really bring the farm up to speed. And this we've actually managed to achieve. And this is detailed in the report. But thanks very much to all the hard work of the farm manager, Alan Wright. We've improved the grazing, we've reseeded some fields and we've added some inputs to other fields. Fencing has been greatly upgraded and the sheep are now highly productive, very healthy and highly productive, lambing at about 120% each year. So that's great. Back on top of things, really. Last year, for the first time, we managed to get into the Agri-Environment and Climate Scheme in Scotland, which again helped us to do some of the fencing that was required. And we've also managed to put in a variety of prescriptions to help the wildlife. We have a lot of wading birds on the farm, as I'll mention in a minute. So one of our major prescriptions is the wader graze grassland. We've also got some wild bird seed for farmland birds. We put in a couple of wader scrapes and we've planted some hedging as well. So it'll be really interesting in the next few years to see how these develop. It's important to mention, actually, that the farm is a standalone entity and gets no support from the trust at all. It has to look after itself, so to speak, financially. And generally speaking, you know, Auchinerran is a real farm. It's not a nature reserve. We want to run it as a real farm so that we can show people what can be done alongside profitable farming. Alongside the farming operation, we want to run a relatively small farm shoot as well. When we took over the farm, we inherited, if you like, a large number of pheasants from a release that was going on in the area before we were there. And the number of pheasants on the farm has dwindled slightly since then. But what we have now are the sort of wild breeding descendants of those birds, of which we have a good number. And this year, for example, they seem to be breeding really quite well, enjoying the weather we're having. So this is one of our main sort of quarry species on the farm, but we also have a good number of woodcock. We have a very careful monitoring program in place to inform the shooting policy for our woodcock so that we don't shoot too many resident birds and pigeons and hares and that kind of thing. But we also have a very, very large population of rabbits, as well as a number of other wildlife on the farm. The rabbits really like the conditions that we inherited and are present in almost plague proportions. So we have, over the last couple of years, put quite a bit of effort into trying to control them through a number of measures, and they are an important quarry species on the farm as well. We're quite lucky in that the predation control on the farm is actually managed via the gamekeepers that cover the neighbouring grouse moor, which is really useful, very helpful. So we have very good predation control on the farm. And we've also improved our game crop plots as well of late, and we now manage around about 6 hectares of game cover with some very helpful advice from King's Crops, who've helped us to try and get some decent crops established, because when we started the soil was very acidic, very weedy, and as I say, we have this rabbit problem, so we needed to grow something that wasn't too tasty for rabbits. We've got there now. We managed to get some nice game cover, which is working really well. A very important part of the Auchinerran project is the demonstration side. It is a demonstration farm, and we hope to use it to show all kinds of people what we're doing there. And this is an aspect of our work that we've been building slowly since 2014 when we started. As I said, there's been an awful lot of work that was needed done really before we could get people on site to show them around. But it has built up, and in 2019 we had, I think it's around 170 people from over 50 organisations visiting the farm, all of whom had a tour of one kind or another of the farm, various aspects of the farm. Now, obviously, at the moment, this side of our work is very much curtailed given the COVID-19 situation, but it is a very important part of what we do and is now takes up a lot of our time. Some of the key things from last year, for example, we were quite lucky to get a number of politicians on site. In the past, we've had Mary Goujon and Fergus Ewing from the Scottish Government. And last year, we had a visit from Lewis MacDonald, MSP, who is the Scottish Parliament's species champion for the curlew, which is a sharply declining species in Scotland and one that we do a lot of work on in the research side of things at Auchnerin, where we're monitoring them very closely and also trying to tag some birds to see what they're doing. Not surprisingly, we do a lot of biodiversity monitoring on the farm, and which began from the moment we took on the farm. So in 2015 and 16, we did what we call baseline survey work, which is really surveys to show us exactly what we had on the farm at that time to start with, before we started to change the management practices on the farm. So we tried to survey all sorts of different things to learn as much as we possibly could. So looking at insects, mammals, birds, even reptiles and amphibians. And that showed us that we had a lot of wildlife. We were very lucky. The conditions that we inherited at that time, the sort of extensive farming system, the lack of farming that was going on, had obviously created ideal conditions, coupled with the predation control that was still happening at that point, had created ideal conditions for a lot of the wildlife on the farm. And probably key for us, really, are the wading birds. We have huge numbers of waders. So we have lapwing, oyster catcher, curlew, snipe, and lots of breeding woodcock. Now, all of these species are declining across the UK at the moment and are present on our farm in really high numbers. So that gives us a great opportunity to study these species and learn about them and try to help overcome some of the problems that they're facing. Now, not only do we do basic monitoring every year, so some of that baseline monitoring that I mentioned, we continue each year to see how things change, how species fluctuate from year to year, but importantly, how they might be responding to any of our management actions on the farm. So we can, if we need to, we can change our management to try and minimise any impacts, etc. That also provides useful information that we can share with others as well. But not only are we doing this basic monitoring, but we also do a number of other sort of more specific, more detailed projects. Again, thinking of the waders, we've started tagging a lot of our birds so that we can follow them around and learn more about how they use the landscape, both on our farm and off of the farm, and year-round as well. We're using tags on some of our curlew and lapwing that allow us to follow them right the way through the year. And that's starting to yield some really interesting results. And we hope to do more of that once COVID is out of the way and we can raise some more money. We do lots of other things as well. We work with others as much as we can. So the wader work, for example, we're working with the Working for Waders initiative in Scotland. We also work with the Scottish Rural Colleges, the Morden Research Institute, the James Hutton Institute, and a number of universities as well from across the UK who send us students every year who work with us and hopefully learn a little bit of something when they're here. And we cover all sorts of projects from looking at mud snails, for example, which are an important intermediate host of the sheep fluke, which is an internal parasite which can be quite harmful to sheep, which we're working on with the Morden Research Institute, through to quite bizarre projects looking at, for example, using lasers as scaring devices, which is an EU life-funded project that we're doing with Liverpool John Moores University. So there's lots of different things going on. So if you want to find out more about some of the things I've been talking about, please do take a look at our annual report. I hope you find it of interest. It's available on the Game and Wildlife Scottish Demonstration Farm website. If you just do a search for that, you'll find it quite easily. If you have any comments or questions or any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Please do get in touch. You can reach me at dparish@gwct.org.uk. Thank you very much.